This is Ali Gatto, and you're listening to What's on Fight on the Trending Topics Network.
Fans, to What's on Fight, the podcast that reviews all the combat sports and shows you can fight on the Fight TV app. I am Mr. Fourth Row, and I have a co-host. He is the one and only Finn Fish. Finn, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Great to hear. So, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying we have a special guest today, I hear.
Yes, we have a very special guest. That is Kelly Dowdy. He is the director of production with the Rocky Mountain Pro, one of my home state productions. Kelly, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you doing?
Great.
We're great. So, Kelly, what? Tell us a little bit about yourself, or how'd you get into this field?
Well, started a couple years ago. This year will actually be my fifth year with Rocky Mountain Pro. Went to a broadcasting school here in Colorado, the Ohio Center for Broadcasting, which is now the Colorado Media School. And one of the guys who was working with Rocky Mountain Pro, then NRW at the time, Michael Titus, had a radio show with us and just kind of checked it out. Always been a big fan of wrestling and wanted to kind of get involved, didn't know how. Sent a message to Matt Yaden and said I'd be interested in helping out production-wise. So he said, just show me what you can do, made a quick little video, sent it to him, and I've been with him ever since.
Well, that's cool. Did you have any interest in pro wrestling before this, or you watched it, or
how did that happen? Yeah, I've been a fan my whole life. The first thing I remember... the first thing I remember was Warrior and Hogan at WrestleMania 6.
Okay, and were you in production at that time, or leaning that way? Were you looking more at the production side of wrestling?
Oh no, I mean when I was a kid, I mean everybody wanted to be the wrestler, you know, everybody wanted to be that Hulk Hogan or Stone Cold, and I soon realized, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to physically do it. So I've always been interested in broadcasting and stuff like that, and then listening to, you know, like Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler on Raw every week. It was one of those, like, I'd love to do something like that. And so when I went to broadcasting school, just kind of learned a little bit of everything, and I realized my passion was more in the video side. And so I just figured I could probably help a company in that direction more than anything. So I just started doing videos, and now with Rocky Mountain Pro for, like I said, almost 5 years, and you know, getting better and better.
Well, that's cool. I mean, your passion of wrestling, you couldn't do what you thought you could, but you came back and still helping the product out.
Yeah,
in a different fashion. You with Rocky Mountain Pro, we've seen you in a couple episodes. You took a bump.
The episode where Steven Ashburn decides to beat up a camera guy, I unfortunately was that camera guy he decided to beat up.
I know a lot of stuff is you know, behind the scenes and stuff. You knew you were gonna get beat up, or
Vince came to me with the idea because he knew I recently was, you know, started training in the ring. Probably going to be more focusing on the referee side as well as production, but, you know, they knew that I could take a couple shots and do stuff like that, and so they said we needed a camera guy who would take a shot, and like, well, the camera crew that we have probably wasn't going to be willing to do it, so I said, you know what, just, you know, I know Steven, I trust Steven, so you know what, just lay into me as much as you want, buddy.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, how is that feeling, you know, that you're going to be part of an angle or part of the... in front of the camera instead of behind it?
I mean, I was okay with it. You know, as you watch the episodes, and if you go back and watch the other ones before we got onto what was supposed to be the Hunt Channel, my name had been used several times, mostly with Royce Isaacs and stuff like that, as being the guy who doesn't want to edit his stuff out. So, I mean, it's not really even a character. It's just me. I've been used a few times, but nothing really... to that extent, but it was a lot of fun. You know, when I was told, like, hey, you're gonna do this, all right, cool. Well, I whatever helps the company out, I, you know.
I was
just going to say that you got mentioned by name a few times with Royce always wanting to edit the packages, and he's just like, he doesn't, you know, at one point it was really cool because it was nice. He didn't have to even say, you know, he's just like, you know what I mean? Edit, you know, whatever. Yeah. So yeah. And we've had Royce on the show. So that was, very nice to have him on there, as well. So yeah, it was kind of cool. So I tease him about his fanny pack, that his fanny pack is so small because that's the amount of edits that you've actually done for him.
that's become a running joke with he and I. Like, we'll be on Facebook or something, and I'll like something of his, or, and he'll just kind of like comment back, like, post. It's like, all right, okay.
Exactly.
And no, I like Royce. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had him on here.
Yeah, Royce, we did. So, when it comes to the production side, what is the, like, the most favorite thing that you've gotten to do? Do you have any favorite segments that stand out so far, especially when it comes to season one of Rocky Mountain Pro?
Season one definitely has to be – I mean, pretty much anything we did with Mario and Royce was hilarious. That barn brawl was probably the most ridiculous thing I've ever done. But it was so much fun because, like I said, we got to have free reign over how it was edited. Vince just goes, I trust you with this. Do what you want. So the idea of going back and forth with the old Western music, and then when we saw the golf cart, was just one of those, like, we have to incorporate the golf cart, and especially how slow that thing goes. So that was fun. And definitely the stuff we did with Marty Bell towards the beginning. I've been a fan of Marty's for a while, and when she came to TNA, I was so excited, and so you can imagine my excitement when I found out, oh, yeah, we're going to have her for our first taping. So, yeah, when we got Marty to come in, and she's like, yeah, we'll do whatever, and went and shot, like, three or four things with her, and just, it was awesome to see, you know, someone who's had that level of success just be so down-to-earth and so nice and be willing to do whatever it took to help the company out. I thought that was great.
Yeah, and from what I gather from Vince, she was very receptive on just about anything you guys wanted to try.
Oh, yeah, she was. And, like, I was worried about it, you know, being the camera guy. We had the idea before for the fight with her and Na in the bathroom. And Vince has the idea, you know, we're going to make this like the Foxy Brown character, and we're going to, you know, kind of go back to that style. So what we did, you know, the first shot you see is the camera going up, and it stays very long, you know, on her backside. And so I'm sitting there, and Vince's like, yeah, you're going to do it this way. I'm like, so I've got to put this camera on her butt for like a good 30 seconds. And I'm like, you okay with that? She's like, yeah, do whatever. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to say no, but okay.
Yeah, I just recently started watching Rocky Mountain Pro because it's on the Fight Network, Fight app. And that was my favorite scene. Is Marty Bell whooping Nati up in the bathroom. I was hooping and hollering. That was a great little thing. And you directed that, or you were the one that was behind the camera, huh?
I was behind the camera for that. Vince kind of just told him a little bit of what to do, but that was mostly all Marty and Na. And the funny part about that is we were laughing because it's like, okay, Na's going to get put in the shower. She's going to do this. We have one take. It's like, cool, no problem. And we did it, and there was something wrong with it. We watched it back, and Vince didn't like something. And so we have to reshoot it. And Na's sitting there soaping wet, and we're just like, and how are we going to do this? So she's in there with, like, her and Marty are in there with paper towels trying to dry her off as much as possible. And so the second one is what you saw. So, but I didn't see anybody kind of like, oh, well, she's, you know, clearly this was a second shoot or whatever. So it came off really, really well. But yeah, we were very happy with it. That's probably one of my more favorite moments.
Yeah, my early career of watching Rocky Mountain Pro, that is my favorite moment of all. But what else have you edited? Anything else stuff non wrestling or?
A little bit. I've done a few commercials and such. You know, I'm kind of a freelancer as well, so I kind of just pick up projects here and there. But wrestling's kind of been my passion. You know, there's other places I've been looking at. I just went to one of United Wrestling Network's, one of our sister companies, Championship Wrestling from Arizona, and watched how they do things, and it's, you know, it's very similar, which is nice to see. So, yeah, I mean, wrestling's been my main street, but Yeah, I've done commercials, and so I'm not against doing other things.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about that. How was that trip down there? Because Arizona is only doing the Fight app and mm-hmm. some of the other promotions in the United Wrestling Network are actually on television. Mm-hmm. So was it very similar with Arizona and Rocky Mountain Pro, or was it some things the same, some things different? I mean, how was that whole experience?
It was a great experience being there to just be able to watch and see it from another perspective. At the time they were doing, Arizona actually does have a TV show. I think they're looking for another network or they're just signed. I can't remember which. So it is shot for TV, and it was the way that they run their live events was different but the same in the fact of everything was planned to a second. Listening to Billy, who's basically me for that company, I just recently got in touch with him and said, hey, I need that list that you were telling everybody before the show because that was insane. And just because he's got it to such a science that those guys do exactly what they're told, exactly when they're told to do it. Nobody goes over time. Nobody goes under time. It was just insane to see from my perspective. So a lot of stuff that we took from that we're probably going to implement into the tapings of season two.
Right, and then speaking of season two, it looks like Rocky Mountain Pro is going to get on season two. So, do you want to talk a little bit more about that? That's coming up.
Yeah, sure. Season two, we're going to start filming on the 22nd of April at the Quarry in Golden, Colorado. Anybody who's listening wants to check that out, they can go get tickets at www.therockymountainpro.com. Tickets are going to be discounted online. There'll be a little bit more at the door. But I mean, we've got a lot of stuff planned for this. Vince is going to be writing for us still, even though he's not in town. He's still going to be writing with us and helping us out. So you can expect, we tell people you can expect more of the same, but a little bit different in the fact of now we know what we can do. Now it's time to push the envelope a little bit more, see what we can really progress to. Now we've talked about, we did a ladder match last year. We did a steel cage match last year. We did a tables match. And, we've got some ideas that Matt and I have talked about that are probably going to sound crazy on paper, but when you see it live and see it on the video, it's going to be insane, and we're going to make sure of it.
Yeah, very, very, very cool. So, yeah, I will personally have to say, if you got any of our listeners that are out there that are anywhere close to Golden, Colorado, you guys need to come and be there and experience Rocky Mountain Pro. It is well worth more than the price of admission, I always say.
And speaking of that, I mean, are you on the creative staff as well, or did you get your input because you're the lead cameraman?
Mostly it's just input with that. I mean, I've thrown out a few ideas that have come to fruition. Some of them have not. But most of the time, it's just a matter of they tell me, this is what we're planning on doing. How can we make this work video-wise? And then it's just me and my crew, and we just go in there and make it happen.
I mean, like I said, it's very cool. What is one of your – I'm a creative guy. What is one of your better creative things that has come onto TV that we probably wouldn't know?
This year, a lot more of the Royce and Mario stuff we did was kind of fun. Me and Royce had a lot of input in that. Unfortunately, it was happening before we got onto the Fight stuff when we were doing, when back in NRW, we had a big show in October called Shocktober, and that we decided, how are we going to have this big feud? And a local wrestler by the name of Ronan, who's a friend of mine, he is a vampire. And so him and Danger Dean, who is, you saw in commentary during the beginning of season one, who's actually going to be wrestling in season two. They were having a feud, and the idea was, how can we finish this off? And I just threw it out as a joke. I'm like, well, we haven't ever had a casket match. Why don't we just do a casket match? And Matt goes, Ronan, can you get a casket made? Ronan goes, yeah, I'll have it made. And so all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, we're doing a casket match for Shocktober, which I never thought we would do. So that was a lot of fun to do, and to see that how good it came out was always nice to see.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, so. I personally am excited to for season two because, you know, we have I of course watched when it first premiered on the Realm Network, and you know we have a big cliffhanger that we need to resolve to season two. So any little spoilers or anything that you can give us there for that cliffhanger?
The funny thing is, Matt and Lucas and I were just doing some commentary for our YouTube show, Ignition,
right.
And I was joking him about that. I'm like, Matt, you know, you gotta tell me who this guy is. You know, who was the one that, you know, that left you all three laying? And Matt even looked at me and goes, I have no idea. Vince will not tell me. Like, Vince is keeping it so close to the chest that we joke now that it's probably the Disco Inferno. So, you know, but we honestly have no idea. Vince is keeping that very close to the chest, which is kind of, for us, it's kind of cool too. Because we don't like, I mean, we know kind of what's going to happen. We know a little bit up to, you know, our milestone. But a lot of things are up in the air. And as a production guy, it's kind of nice for me because, you know, I can throw hints out during different stuff at different people. And when people go, oh, well, he's talking about this guy, not necessarily because I really don't know who it is. Yeah. So I like being kept in the dark when it comes to stuff like that.
Well, and then in this case, you can possibly get even a genuine reaction to get recorded from the talent.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of that was a lot of what you see in season one when it came to like title changes and stuff like that. The way we like to do stuff is we don't like to tell a lot of people what's going to happen with the title. So, like, you know, last year at Milestone when Curtis Cole won the Charge title, he had no idea he was going to win it until that three count. So the look on his face was a genuine shock. And that's what we like. We like it to look, you know, not as predetermined. We don't want everyone to know, like, oh, well, he knew walking in. Because a lot of our guys don't.
Very, very cool.
And what other wrestling, you said wrestling, championship wrestling from Arizona. What mm-hmm. other companies do you watch or work with closely to learn more?
I've been talking a little bit to Dave Marquez. So, you know, championship wrestling from Hollywood, championship wrestling from Arizona. I've learned a couple things from and just a little bit from everybody. We had a seminar recently about me, I think it was last year, with Kevin Kelly and Bob Evans from Ring of Honor. So being able to pick Kevin's brain was awesome. And I'm, you know, I'm hoping to get in there eventually. And that's right now, that's the next goal, is to see about production with Ring of Honor. So that's, like I said, that's the next goal.
Oh, wow. That's a very cool goal. That's awesome.
And it doesn't hurt, you know, that we've got, you know, that I'm friends with Bob Evans. You know, I'm acquaintances with Kevin. The Gorillas were just on the Future of Honor this past week. So, I mean, they know our school, which is the cool thing. You know, they know our talent. We just had Unholy Trinity and one of our referees actually go down to the seminar. And they said when they walked in, they saw the Mercury shirts. They're like, oh, you're Matt Yaden's guys. Yeah, you'll do fine. And like they had no problems with them, and they took some time out to talk, and you know, so thankfully the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy has definitely gotten a good reputation in the last several years, you know, and like we said with that school, we train a little bit of everything, so you know, I've got guys who are coming to me going, well, I want to learn production, what can I do? So I show them a little bit, and I tell them, you know, if you really want to learn this, I'll be glad to show you. So that, it's kind of nice to now see people wanting to be the wrestler, and kind of like what I did was, you know, I want to be a wrestler, but if I can't, you know, I want to kind of do this on the side to help. So, and it's always a good thing to do.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I get that 100%. Now going on to the fight deal, the deal with Fight App. Did you know about this, and how did you feel about it? I mean, you being, you know, your show being shown to even more people now.
Oh, it was. I was all for it. Before we did the initial tapings, Fight was brought up a few times by people in the company, and you know, we were. I think it was one of those we were all gung ho for it, and then the Hunt thing kind of fell in our laps, which is a whole another can of worms. That was awful. But so you know, that kind of fell, and we're like, okay, well, maybe this will take a back seat, and then when that fell through, you know, Vince is like, let's do the Realm Network. You know, if we're making a good product, you know, people will pay for it. And it's like, okay. And people did, thankfully. A lot of people did, you know, watch our shows every week, which was great. But I was all for Fight, you know, especially seeing, you know, when they first started out, it was kind of the local, the indies, and then all of a sudden Ring of Honor is coming on, and now ICW is coming on. Oh, now Dave is doing both of his shows on Fight, and it's like it's getting more and more special. So when I heard, oh, yeah, we're going to do Fight instead, we're going to just kind of focus on Fight and YouTube right now to get as many people to see this as possible, I 100% got behind it. And like that day I was like, okay, you know, what can I do for commercials wise? Like, how can I make our commercials look different than everybody else's? How can I promote the Fight? How can I promote that? So that's where my mind immediately goes was, okay, how can I make this even better than it's going to be?
Oh, that's cool. We have a conspiracy on this show that, that Mr. Fourth Row has gotten you guys on Fight. Cause our first guy we interviewed was Mike Weber, and he mentioned, mm-hmm. The first promotion he mentioned that wasn't on Fight that he wanted to see was Rocky Mountain Pro, and I'm still trying to figure this conspiracy out to see if he's the one that got you on Fight. But
I'm not entirely sure. That's all Matt and Vince, but I've talked to Mike a few times. I like Mike. He's really cool. You know, very approachable. With I sent him an email saying, hey, you know, I wanted to know about this, and he sent me one back real fast and just. Very easy to work with, very cool guy. The Fight app is just insane. Just being able to flip through it. I work at nights, and sometimes I get a lot of downtime, so I just flip through it, and it's not uncommon. I'll watch a whole week's worth of wrestling in one night just because, you know, there's so much there, and just to see what they've got is just – it's a great library. So I was 100% on board, and I love it. I love Fight TV.
I'm on the same page with you. I watch it a lot. I watch a lot of wrestling shows, and that's probably why this podcast has started to you know, get people to know more about individual companies. And we talked to Mike a few times off air, and you know, telling him what we think. And I'm still thinking that right that you talked him into putting it on. But you guys had a good product before then, anyways. But yeah, I mean, I like the Fight app. I like that you guys are on it. It's easier to, you know, easier for me to get to watch you guys.
Yeah, and like you said, we were happy with the product before, and that was just on, you know, the cameras that we've already had and the things that we could do. But you know, and a lot of this season one, I've got to give credit. You know, I was involved, but not as heavily. I got to give credit to, you know, Vince and Matt, obviously. Got to give credit to Christine Johnson, who was a director for a lot of our episodes. And those of you who don't know who Christine Johnson is, she was actually, I believe she's the first female director in wrestling. And she was directing stuff with WCW. And she was just awesome to work with. I got to give it to Chris Long, who worked for TNA with Matt for a long time. He did a lot of our editing show-wise. And I took kind of a back seat and decided to start editing more of the packages, whereas Chris did more of the full show. And they are just insane, and so I'm hoping that season two I can keep up with what they're doing.
Well, you know, this would not be a great interview if, well, since we are What's on Fight, we have to ask you, besides Rocky Mountain Pro, what are your favorite promotions to watch on the Fight TV app?
First and foremost, I always make sure to watch Ring of Honor. Thankfully, Ring of Honor is on television here in Colorado. But I will watch it on Fight because it comes out a few days before, so I kind of get, you know, a little needy, so I'll watch it early. And I love watching ICW. I've been a big fan of theirs for some time, and they just – I'm so happy to see a lot of those guys starting to finally get their big break, like Trent Seven, and who I've been a fan of since the moment I saw him. So I love ICW, love Ring of Honor. Of course, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood and Arizona, I watch them. TNA, if they've got some extra stuff that I haven't seen before, I'll watch them. I watch a little bit of everything. If I see something that kind of intrigues me, we've got friends, you know, when Royce went to another company and wrestled for Paragon and West Coast, I would watch those to watch him. So it was just kind of, I'm all over the place, but there are a few that, you know, I have to get my fix of every week.
Cool, very cool. Well, not sure what else we have for you, but Finn, I
will tell you, you might have a little bit of heat with our locker room, buddy.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Do tell.
We were joking about it. I was listening to the podcast, and you were talking about the different stuff, and you mentioned the belt. And I brought that up to somebody, and yeah, our especially some of our champions are a little hot at that.
Oh man! So,
I told him, I said, they put over everything else, which was great. But yeah, they were just making jokes about it, Mario especially was like, going off. It's like the belts aren't cheap and just going on. So, but yeah, I mean, I laughed about that. I thought that was funny. So we joke about that. It's like, oh well, they got heat now.
Note to self, do not fly to do not go to Denver no time soon.
No. Mario will give you the insulin spike.
There you go.
I guarantee it.
So, but I mean, yeah, it was all in good fun. We were joking about it, and but we really do appreciate you guys, spreading the word about Rocky Mountain Pro and helping us out, and we love seeing you around, Artie. We love hanging out with you, talking to you. You become definitely one of our regulars that we really like to listen to and hang out with.
Well, great. Thank you. I appreciate that. Once again, tell us where we can find Rocky Mountain Pro yourself if anybody wants to get in touch with you.
You can obviously find any information about Rocky Mountain Pro at our Facebook. It's facebook.com/ the Rocky Mountain Pro. Our website is therockymountainpro.com. You can also find links to our Twitter, our YouTube, our Facebook, everything on there. You can find me at KD Productions 87 on Twitter. If you want to get tickets to any of our events, just go to www.therockymountainpro.com, pick the tickets up there. Watch us every Wednesday on Fight and on YouTube. And we just launched this past Thursday our secondary YouTube exclusive show, Ignition. Which is going to be a little bit different. The rules are kind of thrown out the window. They're a little bit more laxed. Those are just more shows for the fans and for fun that we just film and get it out there. So check us out every Wednesday and Thursday on YouTube and on Fight.
Cool. Very cool.
All right. Yeah, thank you very much for that.
Of course.
All right. Well, Kelly, thank you very much for coming on. We greatly appreciate it. And congratulations on becoming our first production guy on the What's On Fight. So,
well, thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it, and I'd love to come back any other time you need me.
Oh, definitely. You're all more than welcome to come back anytime.
Awesome. Thank you guys. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks again to Kelly, our first producer we got to do, or cameraman, producer, and all that good stuff. Huh?
Yeah, it was great. Thank you, Kelly Doughty, for coming on the show and giving us a little insight to the backstage dealings there at Rocky Mountain Pro and some of the other great wrestling promotions on the United Wrestling Network as well.
Yeah, all those companies he said he watched, I watch as well. I don't watch ROH as much as I did. ROH is on three different channels out here, so I can always watch ROH on TV. But I'm 100% behind Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. I haven't got to see the Arizona version, Championship Wrestling for Arizona, and ICW, which is going to be our throwback episode when it comes to that. But what do we have next here on What's On Fight?
All right, well, next week, next time we are going to watch Pinfall Television, Pinfall Wrestling Association, episode number 1. It's a newly added promotion to the Fight TV app, so that'd be kind of cool seeing all these great new promotions there on the Fight TV app.
Oh yeah, like I said, I mean, we didn't think this was going to happen when we first started. We're backlogged with just old episodes of wrestling that now we might have to delete our backlog of old wrestling shows that we have. But man, I think we're getting a lot of heat with these companies, huh? Okay, I'm getting a lot of heat with
I say we. Wait, what's this we stuff?
Man, the turnbuckle, what are the coat racks that we talked about in Fully Loaded Wrestling, which is making a comeback. I hear they got some dates coming up. Okay, we were in the Matt Bowen challenge. We got thrown into the challenge.
Right.
Because we crapped all that. And I called the belts cheap. They looked good looking belts, but they didn't look expensive. That's all.
So it sounds like you and I are going to have to go do the Matt Bowen challenge. And then I'm going to have to get in your corner to take on Mario Venger at RMP one in the future. So we're having all kinds of issues and open invitations for us here on What's on Fight.
So I got to get the coat racks off of we got to get some coat racks. I got to take on the challenge, Matt Bowen's challenge, win some money to buy some new belts for RMP. There it is. Oh man, I gotta kick my ass for that one. Do not fly to Denver. Oh, but damn it! Then what's the name's here? Royce Isaacs is always here. And I got some. If Royce Isaacs ever listens, I got definitely heat with that guy talking about his girlfriend, or not his girlfriend, a woman that known him. I don't want to say his girlfriend. I don't know nothing about that, but. Maybe she's getting her free tickets, you know, switching off free tickets for shows. But we have some great other fine, fantastic shows here on on the Trinity Topics Network. We got my show, Lou Chat, where I chat all about Lucha Underground. Looking like some bad news is coming for those of Lucha Underground fans, so... I hope not. So I'm not gonna say nothing too much about that. But shit.
Yeah, I heard a rumor too, and I'm with you.
But that's all right. I ride it till the wheels fall off. So everybody kiss my ass.
Exactly. We also have the European Uppercut Podcast, a podcast that discusses the world of professional wrestling, all professional wrestling.
No European perspective of all pro wrestling.
They do it all.
All pro wrestling. European perspective.
Yeah.
You got heat with those guys. Man. Legend called us out, called me out on one of the episodes he came back on. Oh, man. First thing he did was shoot me down. Okay. We got do we still have WrestleCast? A serious discussion about the non-serious worlds of professionals?
I think it's unknown at this time. I'm not sure. But
hopefully they come.
Maybe they'll have one final show, if not one final show as with Heavy as the host, I believe. At least that's for sure. But I'm not sure about anything else.
Speaking of Heavy, we got Wrestling Cheers. I don't know why I was trying to say something else. Wrestling Cheers. The new podcast from the Ohio Indie Report. So, you know, pull up a bar stool, get some beer, and listen to Wrestling Cheers.
Right. And don't forget about the Spanish Announce Table hosted by Captain Austin and T-Mac. They're the podcast that slams your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge.
I don't want to get my head slammed through a table. Even if it's full of knowledge, I guess I'll just be dumb. Nah. Great show, great guys. We got Hanging with Heavy. I do a new episode that just recently popped up. So check that out. It's getting hot. I just talked about this the other night on a podcast I've done. And it's NFL Easy Picks. And pretty soon in Las Vegas, or this season, you will be able to bet on the NFL draft. So, probably a lot of in-game betting. Maybe people don't know what that is. I'll explain it real quickly. In-game betting, you can bet play by play what's going to happen. So you think they're going to score on this drive, a touchdown or a field goal. I believe you could bet that, but I know you could bet play by play with the phrase in-game betting. We got NFL or CFL Easy Picks, Squabble Box Legends on Siren FM, Eurovision Showcase, the Tuts Experience, All Beers Inside. All Beer Inside. Oh, I'm still messing that one up. We got STFU, Shut the Fuck Up, and so many more shows to listen to. But, yeah, I think I got to be completely done fighting with this episode.
With our very much appreciated interview with Kelly Doughty of RMP. So, yeah, thank you very much to him for coming on the show, giving us that insight. And so that's all we have to fight about this week, this episode. So until next time, fight on.
All right.
Fighting! Myself up from under this table, fighting my way back.